Good morning, good people. Today, October the 14th, on the almond tree. A mystic is someone who has a habit of falling in love with life, however it manifests itself, whether in its inelegant or elegant simplicity, entangled intricacy, or rapturous ecstasy, and despite its inexplicable but assured agonies. The mystic is no glazy-eyed, out-of-touch, romantic misfit living in her own world. Rather, a mystic sees what others overlook, what others deem unworthy of their time or attention. The mystic thrills at the mere opportunity to behold, and arrived at this way of being by first learning how to stop, be still, and notice. A real looker, the mystic is an accomplished noticer. The mystic is the most in touch of persons, who is not afraid to feel deeply, laugh uncontrollably, and cry easily. She is indeed a misfit who refuses to don the straitjacket of stoicism and the fetters of cynicism that never seem to go out of style, and are continually seen on the runway of the dominant culture. She has her own unstylish style, and it is characterized by her willing susceptibility to be moved. A woman of gravitas, she is light as a feather. She is someone who rejoices at other people's gladness and suffers other people's anguish. Contrary to people's lazy assumptions, she is allergic to passivity, unfamiliar with timidity, and surprisingly tenacious and intolerant when it comes to meeting indifference, callousness, or hostility at her front door, refusing to allow them to move in with her. She is indeed a romantic, but one living in the real world, acutely aware of all its pain and promise, grace and disgrace, delight and troubles, who allows herself daily to be wooed by the divine lover who leaves her not-so-secret gifts, but never says where. The mystic is wildly indiscriminating in where to search, having found holy benefactions hidden in both tragedy and comedy, affliction, and good fortune. Thank you for visiting the Sacred Braid and reading the Almond Tree. You are good company.